You're listening to SBS News.
During the opening match of the Asian Cup, members of the Iranian women's team fell silent as the national anthem played. The match against South Korea came as the US-Israeli war on Iran was erupting, and less than 48 hours after news broke that Iran's supreme leader had been killed. Before long, Iranian state media was calling the women wartime traitors. With treason punishable by death in Iran, their imminent return from Australia drew global attention.
When those players were silent at the start of their first match in Australia, that silence was heard as a roar all around the world. And the world wanted to know, and Australians wanted to know, how we would respond.
After playing their final match on the Gold Coast, supporters of the women swarmed outside the stadium, with some even attempting to block the bus from leaving. As fears for the women grew, United States President Donald Trump stepped in, putting pressure on the Australian government to offer the women asylum. Despite being under the constant supervision of Iranian regime officials, Australian officials made their presence known to the team. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says the intention was to signal to the women that help was available.
There was no way we were going to see people make it all the way to a plane without having them away from every minder, without having them completely on their own with a chance to call family if they wanted, so that as best we could, they had agency over their decision.
That night, after five players snuck out of their hotel in the dark, the government offered them sanctuary in Australia. A day later, Mr. Burke told reporters that two more members of the team, a player and a support person, had also taken up the offer.
And that was that if they wanted to receive a humanitarian visa for Australia, which would have a pathway to a permanent visa, I had the paperwork ready to execute that immediately. They both said that they did. I signed off on that, asked the department to start processing straight away, and overnight that processing happened. After I'd flown on to Sydney, those two women were reunited with the other five players.
After being granted humanitarian visas, the Home Affairs Minister says all seven women are on a resolution of status pathway where they will be granted permanent visas. He says the government worked with security agencies to confirm that anyone with a connection to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was not granted visas. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australians have been moved by the bravery of these women.
We all know what the Iranian regime has been like. I'm very conscious of not elevating any risk to particular individuals. I do want to say that Australians have opened their hearts to the lionesses. Australians have been very moved by what they have seen. Minister Burke has made this a personal priority to ensure that these players had the opportunity to consider staying in Australia.
While there has been little opposition to the decision granting humanitarian visas to the Iranian women's team, some critics say the move is hypocritical. The decision came as the Albanese government attempts to pass new visa legislation. The legislation would prevent cohorts of current temporary visa holders from travelling to Australia, where they may claim asylum from the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Independent MP Zali Steggall says the hypocrisy is deeply troubling, accusing the government of selling the Iranian women's team as a good news story while trying to block other Iranians from entering on valid visas. Asylum Seeker Resource Centre CEO Con Karapanyonitidis told SBS that the hypocrisy of the decision is clear.
Lots of Australians are celebrating. It's now seven women from the Iranian football team who have been granted temporary humanitarian stay visas to remain in Australia. The government doing the right thing to save these women from certain death. At the same time, the moral hypocrisy of trying to ram through a piece of legislation either today or at latest by tomorrow that will shut the door on all other Iranians with a current valid visa to enter Australia from doing so. It is essentially a Trump visa ban. It is discriminatory. It is an incredible failure of moral leadership.
Departing on Tuesday night from Sydney Airport, the remaining lionesses were met with crowds of supporters urging them to stay. While the government says all players were given the offer of asylum in Australia, many say the players returning are likely fearful about retaliation against their families. Naz, who went to Sydney Airport, says the returning women may face extreme punishments when they arrive.
As you already guys aware of the whole situation, what's happened with the football players are females. Pretty much because of the first time they didn't do the national anthem. So pretty much following the day, there was a threat message was coming through the media from Iran. And it was clearly was saying to them, if they're going to come back, they're going to be in penalty debt, or could be the families are going to be in the hostage.
Ahead of the team's departure, she offered one final plea to those boarding the plane.
We do whatever necessary for you guys. As you already know, six of you guys been escaped and you've been looked after by this government. Australia is good. Please, please stay here and we're going to support you. We're going to look after you. We're going to be there for you guys. Please, don't be scared. We support you. We love you all.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.